Good morning, everyone. Come down on the allotment to probably not do very much, actually. We've had a bit of rain overnight, and it's kind of doing a fine misty drizzle now, which is actually quite nice. It's nice and refreshing, but it's going to be a bit too wet to do anything, I think. Just really come down to harvest crops for meals over the weekend and in the week. Hopefully the weather will improve and I can come back tomorrow and actually do some work. But I just thought I'd record this quickly, have a wander around while I'm doing so, and see what's what. Happened to notice, although, as I say, it's misty drizzle, there are actually some bees working away on the runner beans. They're busy harvesting nectar from the few flowers that are on there. They do seem fairly sluggish though, I must admit. It's probably not quite warm enough for them to be able to fly very successfully. They need a certain amount of heat generated in order to use the muscles that their wing muscles basically. So I don't expect if this weather holds they'll be out for long. They'll be finding a place to hole up and wait. New crops kind of starting to come on now. Got parsnips. I dug the first parsnip on the plot last weekend. We had it with our Sunday dinner, and it was lovely. It was really nice. Actually had some success growing them this year, which is good news, because I have had problems getting them to germinate in the past. Similarly, carrots. For some reason, I just was not getting them to germinate, so we were getting one or two carrots on a kind of 5 metre row. I have to say, the ones first row I planted were okay, but there were some gaps. But the second row that I've planted have done really, really well. And there's this kind of thick, dense foliage where the carrots are, and you can just see the tops of them poking out through the ground. Hopefully, they haven't got the root fly, which will cause them to be full of holes and practically inedible, but I should dig a few of those as well. And also beetroot, there's beets behind, which again I should dig a few of those today probably. Not quite sure what vegetables we need over the weekend. I've got a vague idea of what I'm going to be cooking. We've got relatives coming on Sunday, so I need to pull together a nice meal for them. Looks like I'm going to harvest probably the rest of the sweet corn today. It's got to the point now where I think all the cobs have got the brown tips on them, which means that they're ready to eat. And they're, you know, the few that the squirrels have had on the periphery where they can get probably means I should actually harvest them now. Sorry, quick pause there. I had to blow my nose. I still seem to have this cold or whatever it is. Harvested what apples we had last weekend, and they made a very nice blackberry and apple crumble with some blackberries that we managed to get from the hedgerows. So it was good. I notice there's a good crop of raspberries there as well. So we'll probably have them this evening for a dessert. Otherwise, I think it's really getting ground ready for the spring and also any overwintering crops. I've already got some cabbage, cauliflower and kale in, which is there to overwinter, but I'm going to be looking at preparing a bed. I was going to do it this weekend, but either this weekend or as soon as I can, for overwintering onions again. For those who regularly listen to my podcasts or videocasts, you'll know that the onions were very unsuccessful for me this year, mainly because of the bad winter weather. But I'm going to have a go again with the same varieties, because I have had good success with them in the past. But at the moment, there isn't really anywhere on the plot for them to go, so I do need to prepare the ground, which I'm hoping, actually, if we have a reasonable amount of this drizzle today, that will soften the ground up sufficiently that if it's fine tomorrow, I can dig that area. Noticing, sort of looking at it now, quite a few weeds starting to come through, so it's about time I did do something with that. It's been a relatively fallow patch this year. It's had some salad crops on it, but not a huge amount. And I guess finally, courgettes, still cropping really well. There's a few more there to cut today, and they're a good, seem to be a good, reliable vegetable. You know, I keep putting less plants in each year, and getting seemingly the same return, so I guess that can't be bad. I guess that's about it for now. The drizzle's starting to come down a bit harder, so I might retreat into the shed and drink a cup of coffee for a while. But I hope wherever you are, you're having a good weekend. And if the weather is not as bad as it is here, I hope you're making the most of it. And I'll speak to you soon. Take care now. Bye-bye.